Hi, this is Doc Jones, and I'm here in Sudbury. I just finished a three-hour tour underground at the Levack Mine with Jason Jessup and Greg Huffman. They're here with me now. There's some video to go along with this that I'll post as well. This is the deepest I went. This was really exciting. We went down to the 4420 level, I believe. Saw the new egress to the Coleman mine, to the Craig, as well, importantly, the drill bays that are developing and being developed for the R2 at the 1800 and the 2460. The 1800 level has the bay set up, the drill is set up, and should, I imagine, start drilling pretty eminently. Pretty correct. So just to get a little more color on that and what that means for the company, I've asked Jason and Greg to contribute their thoughts on what that all means and for the development or the delineation of the R2 zone, as well as all this new infrastructure that's gone in at Levack to when we decide to exploit the contact nickel ore, as well as other zones, because Levack is the flagship asset. MacCready's in production. That's great. It's doing its thing, pumping out cash flows, the steady eddy anchor of the company. But the real platform for growth is Levack, because it's a beast. You'll understand what I mean. Well, if you look at the technical reports and just the video. Anyway, so Jason, as far as the new drill bays that are put in at the 1800 and 2600 to drill into the R2 zone, how is that much more beneficial to have access underground than it was trying to drill from surface?
Well, it's a huge advantage. And one of the great things about the Levack Mine project is we have so much historic underground infrastructure. Now we are putting in some of our own development that really will benefit us a lot as we continue to explore and develop and get ready for production. But with the holes we're drilling from surface, they are first of all expensive because they're long holes. We're using directional drilling because we have to be very accurate with what we're targeting, and they're long holes that take sometimes a month, sometimes 5 weeks to get completed. So with these underground drilling platforms, we are reducing those distances dramatically. In some cases, we'll be drilling holes that are 200 to 400 meters long, as opposed to 1,000 to 1,400 meters long. And we'll be able to do, many, many holes a month. So nice. Whether it's, 4 or 5 or 6 per drill. So that is going to be a huge advantage. As we now have, with every hole we drill, better understanding of the R2 zone, with the multiple veins and orientations, and we're getting better interpretations, we can start better delineating these different veins in the R2, but as well, we can continue to expand it with better drilling platforms, better angles to understand these veins. So tremendous, a lot of advantages. I think the holes from surface were great to discover the R2 zone,
right.
Get 9 or 10 holes into it where we can start to see the scale and the size, but now it's about delineating it, getting much closer spacing, shorter holes, and then expanding it to the north and the south and further up dip and down dip.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, well, you do some simple math on a hole that if not having to drill an extra 600 meters at $200-$300 a meter, that's quite a bit of cost saving, and you get more concise data. The 9 holes that were put in the R2, every one hit the high grade mineralization. So
that's right, and that's a remarkable statistic. we're really excited about it, and it's been a little while since we've had some results out. So there'll be people should expect there's going to be more results out as the drills continue to turn and assays are coming back. So we're super excited about R2, probably more excited than we were even months ago. As we better understand it and start modeling it, we're just getting to the point where we can really start to get a good understanding. But still, the holes are very widely spaced, and there's lots more drilling to do.
When the PFS on Levac is coming out this year, and I think was it third quarter, fourth quarter.
So we're planning a PEA, so it's PEA, a preliminary economic assessment. So that's sort of the next step in evolving our project at Levac. That will be completed in Q3, so that's well underway now, and it will incorporate all the resources we had in. The resource we put out last fall on Levac, so both indicated and inferred, because the PEA will have inferred resources in there, but it'll be looking at both the contact nickel. It'll be looking at, you know, our footwall zones, but it will not include R2, of course, because R2 is not in a resource yet. So R2 is exciting. It's upside, but you know, we wanted to get this PEA out. We'll be drilling at R2 all this year, so we won't have a resource out at the earliest is 2027. But we want to get this out, this PEA, because, you know, the resource we showed is over 11 million tons of indicated inferred resource. There's a lot to work with there to build a mine plan. So we wanted to see, you know, how that looks and then be able to talk about it with the market, and so people understand the potential economics of Levac without R2.
Right.
And R2, again, we believe is a lot of upside.
A few hundred thousand to a few million tons there would certainly be very exciting. So you have your Q4 results, should be coming out pretty soon. So with the new development to the Coleman mine, how does that, what advantages does that bring the company as far as exploration wise? Because you can go to the far side of the, start on the far side of the Vicuna's fault. You don't have to drill across the fault once that.
It's about angles, really. About angles. So we have, and I couldn't even tell you exactly the distance we have on the other side of the fall, our property, but it's hundreds of meters. It's lots of area to explore. And previously, the only way to access that was from the Coleman mine.
Right.
We did not have access. Now with this connection, very shortly, there's a little bit of construction work to do, but we'll have access where rubber tired vehicles can travel right to our property boundary, which is about 4,000 feet from the breakthrough we did on the 3,600 level. So that opens up tremendous amount of exploration, and yeah, we're really excited about it, because these are areas that, you know, because there's either mined out areas above, or, you know, we'd have to drill such long holes from surface, it just didn't make any sense. It opens up that area of the footwall on our property tremendously, and we're really excited about it, especially, you know, like we were saying, on the east side of that Vicuna's fault, where there's been just a few holes drilled ever.
Right. Yeah, and was it KGHM put a hole on that side of the fault, and they hit?
They did. They hit a small intersection of about just 20 centimeters, but 33% copper with about 24 grams. So, you know, pretty sweet mineralization.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been able to just get a couple holes in from the Coleman side. We really are looking forward to having our own drills over there. We're managing full time. And being able to, really properly explore that area of the footwall.
You know, what I found really interesting, because there was a number of geologists and other employees that I encountered on the tour, and just talking with them, it seems that you're poaching a lot of great talent from other companies, like someone from Newmont, someone from Glencore, you know, and they all seem pretty happy to come here and be a part of the team here. So that speaks very highly of your the culture that you've created here. And also, it was the 10-year anniversary yesterday, which is why I came up to Sudbury. That was a great event. It's amazing how much the company has grown and how well regarded it seems to be in the community. And that's the culture that you guys have created here at Magna. Just people listening, you know, every job directly related to the mine probably creates and supports 6 to 10 other jobs, either directly or indirectly. So there's a tremendous multiplier effect for the local economy, which is great.
We're really proud of that fact, and And I want to be clear, we're not poaching employees from anyone. We are providing opportunities that a lot of people that have come and work for us talk very highly to their friends and former colleagues, and some of them then join us as well. But we are, you know, we're just proud to be a part of the community here in Sudbury, part of, you know, the economic development, and reopening these mines is a big deal. It creates hundreds of good jobs. It's remarkable to think we've only had this McCready West, Levack, Podolsky for just a little over a year. We've hired over 100 people and you know, good paying jobs, but highly skilled people, and that's going to support our growth. It's supporting the growth with production at McCready, but also for the restart of Levack and the construction of Crane Hill and other projects. So super excited about sort of what's coming this year and into next year. As I was saying last night at the event, you know, I really do feel like we're in just the early days of Magna.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we've come a long way, but there's so much out in front of us and we're just getting started.
I would agree wholeheartedly, having been underground at McCready and see what's going on there, been underground at Levack. It's pretty much a pristine mine. The infrastructure alone is like $1 billion in infrastructure that you'd have to recreate, and it would take a decade, and it's all there running, ready to go. And then the robust resources. It's great. It's great. Yeah, I'm very, very interested to see where Magna goes in the next few years, you know?
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've talked a lot about sort of where our vision is and what we want to accomplish. And, you know, we've talked about having, you know, three mines in the next 5 years. We're also very, I would say, constructively and maybe even a little bit aggressively pursuing other opportunities in Sudbury.
Yeah.
We are focused 100% in Sudbury. We just see too much opportunity here to get distracted by anything outside of Sudbury. And, it's exciting. And, you know, Greg, maybe you can speak a little bit just some of the marketing we've been doing and, you know, the feedback we've been receiving.
Yeah, no, I think it's been a very active 13 months since the close of the KGHM transaction to really try and get the story out there, because obviously there's been an evolution in terms of the focus and the asset base within the company. And, you know, starting with Shakespeare and then Crean Hill, adding that into the portfolio, and then the KGHM assets that, you know, obviously go back to the FNX days. And I think it's really, you know, about recreating that FNX culture. And Jason talked about that last night at the 10-year anniversary and just what a special place that was. And really, that's what we're focused on here at Magna, about really, you know, making sure people are aware of what's special about Magna in terms of the asset base, the focus on Sudbury, you know, the combination of, you know, growing production, exploration, and then looking for new opportunities within the Sudbury camp, and really bringing Sudbury back to the markets from a focus perspective, which, you know, hasn't had really a public, you know, an opportunity for people to invest in a public company in Sudbury since the Quadra FNX days. So that's something that we're really excited about. We've been marketing very actively, both, you know, Canada, the US, overseas, really trying to get the story out there to as many potential investors as possible. And really it's still early days on that front as well. There's a lot of untapped potential still out there in terms of education on Magna and Sudbury as a jurisdiction unto itself as well. We really see a great opportunity to bring many, many new shareholders into the family.
That's great. That's great. Well, this one is short and sweet for those who are listening. It's you know, everything is moving forward as one would expect. It's this is going to be a very exciting year. It's just incredible. If you could see it with your own eyes and you know, touch the rock faces and it's, yeah, well done. Well done, guys. I'm really, really, really pleased with how things have unfolded here, and being a passive participant, I couldn't ask for a better team to be the stewards of my capital. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Doc, for coming up again. And, you know, we really look forward to your next visit.
Yeah.
When there's going to be a whole bunch of shiny massive sulfide to show you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an exciting year ahead of us.
Great. Well, thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks.